This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's a little bit of a feud that's broken out online this week. Instagram, the photo sharing site that Facebook paid $1 billion to buy a couple of months ago, has decided it's not going to let its pictures show up on Twitter. There's a whole bunch of online he said, she said going on here, but the end result is something of a hiccup for online photo sharing and how we use and see photography. But let me take you back to an earlier time when you needed film and chemicals to see what you had. Analog photography is an industry that's all but dead. It's a demise that Robert Burley has spent the past few years documenting. His book is called The Disappearance of Darkness. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
It struck me probably the third or fourth time I flipped through this book that it's actually a book about infrastructure, right? It's about the infrastructure of analog photography.
Yes, it's what I've done over the last 6 years is I've been looking at the companies like Kodak and Polaroid that have supplied me with my most essential material, film, throughout my career. And during that time, of course, there's been very radical changes to photography and especially to these companies.
Yeah, it's the loss of a medium, yes, but also the loss of livelihoods, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the wonderful things about photography is it's a medium that everyone has a relationship to. But it's also been a very large business that has employed hundreds of thousands of people over the last century. And within the last decade, most of those jobs have been lost because it looks as though these companies really won't be able to adapt in the 21st century.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of physical destruction in this book. You took a lot of pictures of buildings being imploded, of manufacturing sites and treatment sites and office buildings just being blown up to get them out of there. And In many of them, there are people standing there watching. And I imagine that a lot of those people had worked in those buildings.
Yeah, I think for me, those were the most kind of poignant occasions that I photographed for this book. To go to Rochester, New York, which once employed one out of every four citizens in that city, and stand in front of these enormous structures, you know, that were usually at least a city block long and many stories high, and see them brought down within the space of less than a minute, it was a time when I just knew I was watching the end of an era.
You shot the pictures in this book on film. Obviously, 4x5 sort of medium format stuff.
That's right.
Are you going to go digital?
Well, I've already gone digital.
Have you? Kicking and screaming or no?
No, I think unless you live in a cave these days, it's impossible not to go digital. It's just so pervasive. But interestingly enough, when I started this project in 2005. There was no question about whether or not I would use film. But within a very short time period, and that's what's been so remarkable about this project for me, within a space of 6 years, this technological transition has happened and run full cycle. I would say it's pretty much over by now. If you think, for example, that in 2005, the Eastman Kodak Company was ahead of Apple on the Fortune 500 list, and that Facebook was a relatively new company that had just announced that 1 million subscribers. And everybody still had a film camera at that time. And everyone, I would say, probably had little boxes of Kodak film and Kodak prints in their household.
I have them in the bottom of my closet, yeah.
Well, but I would say they used to be out probably on your kitchen counter or, ready to use. And within that very short time span of a few years, all of that's disappeared. Kodak is now bankrupt and has recently announced that it will be selling off its still photography division. And Apple has created the device which is most popular for making photographs. And it's also a phone, by the way.
By the way, that's right. Robert Burley is a photographer. He teaches at the School of Image Arts at Ryerson University up in Toronto, Canada. His book is called The Disappearance of Darkness, Photography at the End of the Analog Era. Mr. Burley, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.